When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We had a game that we were hoping, because on paper it looked like it, a really high-scoring, fun, controversial, up-and-down-the-field-in-the-second-half football game on Thursday Night Football last night. And, of course, here we are with the officials again at the end of this game. The Jets need to win, and that's something we're going to be saying every single week here on out if they want to get back into this AFC playoff race. But the result last night certainly did help them, if you are hanging on to hope. And at some point, I'm sure we'll mention the Giants and the Panthers in some sort of comedic way, because that is the worst game probably of the year, and it's overseas on top of it, standalone in the morning on Sunday. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Looking very nice. Good morning to the cutie pie. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Good morning to the cutie pie. Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Ting-a-ling-a-ling my ass. I will say that a couple things. The NFL's got a major problem on their hands. I mean, they really do. I mean, these officiating gaffes are... Look, there are too many of them, and too many of them in really big spots in standalone games. And I don't know what it is. I know it's not an easy job. I don't want to add more officials to the field. I don't know how they get this thing right. I mean, a couple of these things that took place at the end of this game last night were just so obvious and just were not called. And I personally yesterday, I picked the Bengals to cover, and I picked the Ravens to win. And I picked it to be a high-scoring game because neither team can play defense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was right on all of those fronts. So I'm happy. I wake up this morning, I'm happy. I got
You're
it right.
You're happy to be right. Nothing makes you happier.
I predicted it right. I felt right about it and everything. Mm. But what I don't feel right about is watching the way these games are unfolding late in the game. I love the fact that Zach Taylor went for 2 points at the end of the game to try to win the game, because he saw what Bill Belichick saw many, 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 many years ago, when Bill Belichick had to go for it on fourth down because they couldn't stop Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. And everybody asked Bill, you know, after the game, you know, why would you go for it on your side of the 50, you know, on fourth down? And he was like, were you watching the game? Did you feel the game? I mean, did you see what the other team was doing to our defense?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were doing to the Bengal defense, man. He had an unbelievable fourth quarter, Lamar did. And it all really stemmed from a fumble by Chase Brown.
Yeah, that started everything. You're right.
Right, because after that fumble, man, four straight touchdowns by Lamar's offense.
And in that previous offensive possession, the Ravens offense got booed off the field by their home fans. They went from that to total explosion and victory, but... The officials' discussions are tiring because it's every single week. But I guess the one question that I have and would need to know, and it's going to be inconsistent. It's a very tough job. There's different crews, different guys, everything. It's never going to be perfect. But what I need to know, just like this and every other sport, late in a game, are these guys afraid to throw the flags? Because they don't want to be the reason why a team wins or lose, which is ironic because if they don't throw the flag, it's the same thing. But I feel like some guys in these situations are like, I don't want to call that holding. I don't want to call that and give them another opportunity. And then I have to stand there and be the one who called the flag. Oh, by the way, on the road.
I would just say if it's a penalty, it's a penalty. And, you know, how many times are we all sitting there as fans watching the game and we're all waiting to see whether or not there's a penalty flag after, like, a big play down the field?
Sure.
And how many times is there a penalty flag that there's holding, or if there's a ball that's missed down the field and it's 3rd and 17 and all of a sudden you got an illegal contact out of the blue somewhere and it gives the offense an automatic first down? I mean, at the end of the day, you have to call the game the way the game is supposed to be called.
I'm not arguing that, but do you think it comes into play because it's human nature? Like, if that happened in the second quarter, that 2-point try, are they throwing flags on that play?
I'm not so much worried about that one as I am, you know, the actual hit to the quarterback's head again. You know, if you have Joe Burrow getting, you know, face mask is getting pulled, I mean, like, you got to call the play. You got to call it as you see it. It's kind of like, you know, when you think about what happened to Sam Darnold when he almost had his head ripped off.
Yeah, that was one of the worst missed calls
again,
ever.
So we have a lot of this, and the NFL's got a major problem. I mean, that, you know, I don't suspect that anybody from the NFL office is going to come out and say, you know, yeah, we understand that we have, you know, inconsistency issues and things of that nature. They're not going to do that, but we as fans are frustrated by it, and I know that. I'm sure Bengal fans are a little bit disgusted this morning, if to say the least. But
all right, but I'll ask you again, though, because I am curious to your answer to this. I know.
Many times we've said in basketball games, swallow the whistle. Don't be a part of the game. Let the players play.
We never talked about that in football terms, really. I hate that.
I don't like that. I never believed that when I was playing. I never did. And I certainly, as a broadcaster, all the years that I've done games, I don't believe that. I actually do. Knowing Gene Steratore as well and working with him for as long as I have, there is no question in my mind that there's nothing nefarious going on. There's none of that kind of crap. I'm saying. Is it human nature that you would put your whistle away and just let the players play? You know, when there are obvious penalties, you have to call them no matter where they happen in the game.
Yeah, of course. But do you think that is an influence, really? Because I'm trying to find an answer. So, like, there is an official who is watching Joe Burrow get smacked in the face, and that gets called probably 95% of the time in the NFL, and in this 5% in a national TV standalone game that is going crazy in a fourth quarter, and it's the road team that would have benefited from it, is human nature influencing that call because someone not wanting to throw it and getting involved? Because there's no other explanation for this stuff.
I know. You know, the other thing too is that, you know, Joe Burrow was asked about it after the game.
He said, I never get those calls.
He goes, he didn't say this, but he's thinking, look, I'm not Tom Brady. You know, they're not going to treat me like a piece of fine china. I'm Joe Burrow. I play for the Bengals. This is the way it goes every week.
Yeah, but I mean,
I got to tell you, he was amazing last night too. You know, if I could ever design the way that you want to play the position of quarterback, I mean, totally, this is what teams want. This is how you're supposed to play it. Not helter skelter, you know, in control of everything, throwing great passes over the tops of outreach, you know, the arms that were stretched out and the hands that were stretched out by the Baltimore defenders. I mean, this game was about as picture perfect from a quarterback standpoint as you could say. Now, on the other side, I mean, I can't say enough about what Lamar did. He just, again, because their defense can't stop the pass, and even though they did have three sacks, Matabuke had a really good game yesterday for the Ravens, and I don't think the Bengals had it. I don't remember the Bengals having a sack at all last night. But these two quarterbacks going head-to-head, Lamar owns Joe Burrow in terms of head-to-head matchups. And that fourth quarter after that fumble, I mean, he was lightning. And Joe Burrow, to his credit, you know, was matching him play for play. And I love the fact that Zach Taylor came down and went for it and said, hey, I'm going to go for a two-point play. And really, if you're the coach, you're sitting there going, my defense just got shredded four straight series for touchdowns.
Oh, going for two was an absolute right call. I mean, there's no two ways about it, and yes. I think that most football fans would agree, and it's a shame for me because I really like this Bengals team. I like watching them. I wanted them to, but they're still in the mix. They could definitely still go on a run and make it into the postseason, but this was a critical game for them. I mean, they lost these two really close games to the Ravens. They lost a really close game to the Kansas City Chiefs. We know that they can compete with the best in the conference. They may not get that opportunity because of these weird slow starts that they have and not being able to finish. But watching, I would have to say that right now, even more so than Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, watching Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase together, it's the most effortless looking great play in the league. It's like it's supposed to happen. Like when he,
it's like when Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are doing that up in Green Bay,
right? In their prime, 100%. It's just like when he lets that ball go, you know, Chase is going to get it. It's right there in his hands. It's like a soft catch, and then bang! It's yards after the catch. I mean, the numbers that they put up are just insanity. And I know that the Ravens' pass defense is terrible, but watching those two guys, I mean, not to now compare it to the New York teams, but watching what we've seen from the offenses here and the two teams that we cover every single day and then seeing that, it's a different football game. It's a different game. It's not the same sport.
Well, you can say that about a lot of teams in the NFL because the Bengals do, they have a special offense. There's no question about it. And it all stems from the quarterback and wide receiver. They're about as explosive. You know, that's Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it looks like to me. And I would just say, what? The Bengals have got to make it to the playoffs. They have to.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.